This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Tass, what are you doing there, Tass?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
There's a lot of noise going on.
Oh, I don't know why.
Okay, so, sorry, So now we've got Matt Kunkel, director at the Migrant Workers Centre, and I think we've seen, you know, the government, all governments are doing their best to try and cover every employee, whether not-for-profit, you know, whatever. But it seems to me there's a bit of a gap happening, Tass, in terms of migrant workers, people that are here on visas that aren't employed, and there's a bit of a gap in terms of the assistance package. Are you there, Matt?
I am, yeah, thanks.
Could you tell us about the, you know, the issue, and please explain this to us. What sort of, what people are affected, and the numbers, and what perhaps you're suggesting should happen?
Sure. So there's 1.7 million people in this country who are on a temporary form of visa. The big chunk of those, about over 600,000, are our Kiwi brothers and sisters and others who are here and on a temporary visa but have been here for decades or longer potentially, because temporary doesn't mean just a year or two, it can mean many, many years. Now, these migrants and other workers don't have any access to our social safety net. So while they're here, they're working alongside all of the rest of us, they don't get access to Medicare, and they don't get access to any type of income support from the government when they lose their jobs. So the big challenge is at the moment is that we've got these, you know, more than a million people in this country who are just like the rest of us, struggling through this COVID-19 crisis, losing their jobs just like the rest of us. But the difference is they don't have any type of income support from the government. So what we're saying is that the government should provide some form of income support for absolutely every person that's here in Australia, whether they're a citizen, a resident, a temporary migrant worker, or even if they don't have a visa, if they might be an undocumented worker working anywhere across the rest of the country as well. So we need a universal scheme, and we need universal access to healthcare so that we can all come through this together.
Matt, that explains, I was going to say, Matt, that would explain why I've seen a number of young travellers who have been camped out here on the streets in our local shopping areas with signs saying, I'm an overseas traveller, I have no income, I have no money, please give me some, literally begging for funds.
Oh, absolutely, and we're seeing that sort of thing all over the place as well. And it's been quite ruthless, people being put out onto the streets. I mean, this is like the antithesis of a good public health response. The challenge is that these people need assistance through this time. They need a little bit of a helping hand. But there are, I mean, they are at very high risk of homelessness and destitution. And that's just a real nightmare. One other thing, I guess, is, you know, we hear all of this from the government that, oh, they should just go home, they're just visitors. Well, as I said, some of these people have known nothing but Australia for more than a decade. This is their home, they're in our communities, they're important parts of our communities, and now it's time to extend.
But hang on, Matt, They're also human beings. I mean, don't we have a responsibility to look after our fellow human beings?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the. I mean, this is the thing, is that it seems the government is intent on talking about the economic cost of supporting these people, these humans. But the real thing is the human cost of doing nothing will be immeasurable. We will see people put out on the streets. And winter's coming, not just in the Game of Thrones style, but it's getting colder, it's getting harder. So people will be getting sick, and if they're sick, they can't self-isolate on the street. If they don't have any food, they can't eat. We're going to have cold and starving people on our streets, and that's just not the type of country that I think anybody wants to live in.
Matt, just run those numbers by us again. How many people are we talking about?
There are 1.7 million people who are here on a temporary visa, and there are up to or even maybe more than 100,000 people who are undocumented. So people who have come into the country or have overstayed their visas, but are a really important part of our economy and part of our society and need to be protected as well. So we're talking about basically the population, well, almost the population of Melbourne is not covered by the social safety net in this country.
Now, we heard from the Victorian Health Minister that if one person who doesn't self-isolate has the potential to infect 400 people in a month. Now, if you multiply that by the number of folks that we're talking about here in the hundreds of thousands, almost millions, it makes sense to support these people, to ensure they have shelter, ensure they have food and other things, and potentially access to the health service. Why do you think the reason is, Matt? This isn't a crack. This isn't a crack they're falling through. This is a crevice, isn't it?
This is a deliberate decision by this government to exclude 1.7 million people. Absolutely. I mean, the situation is such that everybody in this time needs food and housing security, and not just those people that need it, but all of us. We all need each other to be looked after through this process. I mean, we're hearing that we're all in this together, but it appears that the federal government's view of who we are doesn't include all of the people, and I just don't think that's good enough.
Mm. Look, it is...
Sorry, can I add one other thing I should add here is that there's the job seeker allowance and the job keeper allowance, and the job keeper allowance, the wage subsidy that people have been talking about, excludes more than a million people. Mm. But it can, and the social safety net can be extended by the stroke of a pen. So Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer, and the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, have the power under these new emergency laws that have been passed to just extend this to everybody. So it's in their hands, it's in the hands of the government to extend a income support for all, which would provide housing and food security for all the people that are in Australia.
Well, look, hopefully we're going to be speaking with Josh next week. Anne Rushton, unfortunately, I hear from our producer, she doesn't do interviews on a Saturday.
Well, I guess, yeah. I'm always happy to talk to Joy FM and Saturday, Sunday, whatever day it is. But what I would say is that hopefully by the time you speak to Josh next Saturday that he's made the right decision, that he's extended this wage subsidy for all people. Yeah.
Look, Matt, we have run out of time. This is a really important issue. I think if your advocacy on it is important, I don't think people had any idea or had a handle on the sort of numbers we're talking here. We are all in this together, other than these people, apparently. So,
well, I mean, yeah, arguably we are. We have to all be in it together. And if I can give a plug just for the Facebook page, if people want to find out more, there are migrant workers listening that need some assistance. Yep. They can find us on Facebook just by looking up Migrant Workers Centre. And they can give us a call or hit us up on the Facebook page if they need some help.
Great.
So that's Migrant Workers Centre.
That's right, Migrant Workers Centre.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's great speaking with you this morning.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.